Hello and welcome to Too Fast, Too Forever. There's all kinds of family. We chose this one. This is episode 50, and what a way to celebrate it. You Are My Lifespan, Chapter 3. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe, too. We don't do a sponsor for You Are My Lifespan.
No.
Because we keep it just pure.
Mm-hmm. Who's the author? It's basically sponsored by the author.
Isn't it Lunar She-Wolf?
Yes. Okay.
There's probably a number in there, too, but...
It's not like Zephyr on Lover 19. Okay.
No. By the way, this is going to be a fucking great chapter. But to give you a recap, Ellie got sucked into the back of the car.
Ellie, as in Dom's sister. If this is your first chapter, Dom Toretto has a sister.
Another sister.
This is not the first episode you should be listening to. If this is the first episode of the podcast that you're on, literally pick any other episode. It would make more sense than this.
It definitely would. Dom's second little sister got sucked into a car, finds out it's Johnny Tran. We learn that she had been dating Johnny Tran. They clam Miles in the back.
Mm-hmm.
His cousin Lance comes up, tells Johnny Tran that he has a race. He gets out of the car. Leon sees them. Leon and Lance get into a fight. Dom comes over and's like, go home. Letty comes and she's like, come on, Ellie, who's Dom's little sister, the second little sister. I'm going to take you home. She said, that's fine. Let's go home. That's where we end. There was a fight because somebody saw Dom's little sister hanging out with Johnny Tran. And Dom doesn't know that they were like clamming Miles in the back. That's where we left off, and whew, I can't wait to see where we go.
In this chapter, playing the role of Leon is Rachel. Chapter 3. Next chapter, tell me what you think! Once we arrived back home, I ran to my room. One, I was tired, and two, I really didn't want to talk about tonight with the others. Taking a quick shower, I changed and laid back in bed. Digging through my memories, I started laughing at the ironic of the situation. The same events that happened tonight were the same when I met Johnny. It's wired how things happen. It was my 18th birthday, and my friends Rose and Sarah had dragged me into an 18 and up club. I, of course, was dreading the idea. I hate the clubs. Too loud, crowded, and drama. Flashback!
Come on, Ellie. Smile. Laugh. Enjoy yourself.
Rose yelled over the music. Sarah dropped next to me, wrapping an arm over my shoulder.
It's your birthday.
Smiling, I groaned at the fact that I could never say no to them, so I let Sarah pull me up and drag me onto the dance floor with Rose behind me. All was good. We laughed and danced until a trio of men came up to us, each one claiming one of us. I became uncomfortable when a pair of hands rested on my hips and someone grinded against me. Pissed off, I pulled away from him, only to be pulled back.
Get your fucking hands off me!
I growled. The jerk had the nerve to just laugh.
I don't think so. You have been teasing me all night for me to just leave you. What the fuck? I don't even know you. Look, asshole, I suggest you take your hands off me, now!
Expecting a comeback, he leaned in and kissed me. I was shocked and disgusted. He was sloppy and slimy, tasting of beer and something rotten. Gathering enough strength, I pulled out of his arms, punching him across the face. He staggered backwards, wiping the corner of his mouth before looking at me with cold, murderous eyes. My eyes widened as he raised his hand. Closing my eyes, I waited for the impact, only it never came. Opening one eye, I was surprised to see the guy on the ground with a bloody nose. Turning to my side, my eyes were about to pop out. Oh my God! Johnny Tran stood in front of me, his body shielding me from the idiot on the ground. Johnny might not have recognized me, but I did, oh, believe me, I would have... I would recognize him anywhere. To save us both the trouble and awkwardness this would bring us, I walked out of the club. Taking a deep breath, I allowed myself to relax. Groaning, I took a seat on the curb, waiting on my friends.
Finally? Can we leave already?
I mumbled, feeling someone walking up behind me. A deep chuckle made me shiver in pleasure.
I don't think your brother would like that, but I can't leave you here alone.
I slowly stood up, turning to face him, gapping like some damn fish.
Do you know who I am?
Tran frowned, giving me a stiff nod.
Then why help me?
I took a step back at the dangerous look he gave me as if the question had offended him.
Just because you are Toretto's sister doesn't mean I was going to let some fucker take advantage of you.
He sounded pissed off, but hurt as well. For some reason, I felt bad making him feel like that.
Sorry, I didn't mean it like that. It's just the things I hear are different from what I'm seeing at the moment.
He wouldn't look at me. Instead, he kept his eyes down at the pavement.
Hey, thank you. Really?
Johnny looked up into my eyes. I shivered at the warm tinge that ran through my spine.
You still want that ride?
That caught me off guard. But I nodded, knowing fully well the girls were not going to come out anytime soon. Following me, he walked up to a black Honda. Being the gentleman no knew, Johnny opened the door for me. Giving him a shy thank you, I slid into the welcoming leathered seats. We were halfway home when I suddenly remembered.
You can't go into Dom's turf!
I yelled, making him jump at the sudden outburst. Johnny spared me an almost loving look.
I'll take my chances.
I was confused. Why was he doing all this? First, he saves my ass, then follows me out instead of staying with his crew, and now he's risking his neck by taking me home. I am nothing but the sister of his enemy.
Why?
I asked, keeping my eyes forward. The silence was almost deafening as I waited for his response.
I don't know, but I will figure it out.
He pulled the car next to the curb in front of my house.
Here we go.
The lights in the house were off, so either they were asleep or out of the races. Either way, it gave me a few more moments with my Dark Knight. I guess she prefers the Dark Knight over Revenge of the Nerds, but that's neither here nor there.
I agree. And when I heard Here We Go, I thought of the song, here we go, right? Didn't we just do that in the minute? In my head, I'm imagining that the music is playing in the background. Thank you.
I whispered. God, I hated being so shy around him.
For earlier and the ride.
Johnny smiled as he pulled out his phone.
Anytime.
He hands it over to me.
What? Can I have your number?
I grinned at the small tremble in his voice.
What for?
Johnny rolled his eyes.
No particular reason.
Ignoring the comment, I typed my phone number before handing the phone back.
Again, thank you.
I leaned over, giving him a kiss on the cheek before jumping out of the car and running into the house. Leaning my back against the closed door, I listened as he drove away. I ignored the little voice in me screaming to go back to him, and the farther he got, the louder and annoying the voice got. Shaking my head, I headed for the bed. I took no notice in the fact that Johnny Tran now had my number. It's not like I would be seeing him again. I'm a Toretto. He's a Tran. Our families are like oil, two syllables, and water. We don't mix together and never will. End of flashback. Damn, was I wrong in thinking that, but the next time I saw Johnny was anything but pleasant. In fact, that was the first and only time I ever saw that version of the man everyone talked about. Shutting off the light, I slowly fell into the darkness of the night. Waking up the next morning, I was nervous and excited. It's been 2 years since I have spent an entire day with Johnny. I told Dom that I would be spending the day with a friend of school.
Friend of school?
Mm-hmm. At first, he wanted to meet and talk with his friend, but thanks to Mia and Letty, I was saved. Let me tell you something, it was hard keeping two lives. I was dreading the day I would have to tell my family about Johnny, although at the same time, it would relive a great lift off my shoulders. I loved Johnny, and nothing would ever take that away from me. Gathering my things, I bolted down the stairs and into the living room, freezing when I spotted Leon sitting on the couch.
Ellie!
Leon jumped to his feet, frowning when I stepped away from him. I was not ready to confront him for last night. I was in a very good mood, and I really didn't want to sour it.
Leon, I'm no really in the mood to talk about last night. Can we have a rain check?
Leon sagged his shoulders but nodded.
Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Without a second glance, I waved bye to Mia and climbed into my baby. Before driving away, I texted Johnny, letting him know I was on my way. We always met on the border of both his and Dom's turf, knowing fully well it was the safest place for my family. Arriving, I noticed Johnny hadn't arrived yet, which worried me a little since he was always been on time. Turning the engine off, I leaned back into my seat, closing my eyes for a little quiet time. Didn't take long before I heard the sound of motorcycles. Jumping out of the car, I approached them, my eyes narrowing at the sight of a female riding behind my man's bike. What the fuck? Johnny climbs off his bike as his girl stayed on, glaring at me.
Hey. Hi, who's that?
I snapped my eyes, never leaving the girl's. Johnny sighed.
She's Chan's little sister.
I hummed.
What? Nothing. It's just, why is she riding with you?
I turned to look at him, fighting not to drown myself in his eyes.
Elizabeth, she wanted to ride with me.
His frown soon turned to a smirk.
You're jealous.
I scoffed.
No? All right, yes, I am. Johnny, I just got you back, and I don't plan on sharing you.
Johnny smiled, pulling me into a hug. I spotted the girl tense at his affection. Wrapping my arms around his neck, I claimed his lips in a heated kiss. Johnny allowed me to control the kiss, knowing exactly what I was doing. Pulling away, he leaned down to my ear.
I will stake my clam tonight, making you wither beneath me and yell out my name.
His hot breath sent a delicious tingle down my spine and pool in between my legs. Moaning softly in his ear, Johnny dug his fingers into my hips, pulling me closer to him. I released a gasp of surprise and anticipation when I felt his hard member against me.
Let's get going.
One last peck, I tossed the keys of my car to Lance as we walked over to Johnny's bike. The girl gave him what kind of look?
You're in my spot.
I snapped, taking a step forward. She just shrugged.
There are other bikes to ride on.
Johnny shifted to grab her, but I stopped him. I can handle myself, plus this bitch was challenging me for my man.
Listen here, slut. Johnny is my man, and that means I ride with him at all times. You are nothing. You are nothing. But the sister of one of his crew members. You mean nothing to him or me. Now, if you don't want me to fuck up that pretty face of yours, I suggest you get the fuck off that bike and do it quickly. I have very little patience right now.
When she did not move, I grabbed her from the arm, pulling her off the bike, making her scream.
Chill the hell out! I barely touched you!
Johnny climbed the bike, handing me a helmet. Grabbing it, I climbed behind him, wrapping my arms around his waist. Not waiting for the others, Johnny started the bike, driving down the road as the others headed in the opposite direction. We pulled up next to a little beige-colored house. In the driveway was parked his Honda. removing the helmet off, I glanced at him.
Where are we?
Johnny chuckled, pulling his helmet off and holding his hand out for me.
Our home.
I swear my eyes must have been the size of saucers.
Well, what? Ever since the beginning of our relationship, we've had no place to call our own. I don't want to keep us having to meet at my parents, the garage, or the hotel. You deserve better than that. So I bought the house. It's right in the middle of the turf line, so it's no man's land.
Johnny explained all while he pulled me into the house.
It's small, but cozy.
I looked around mesmerized by the beauty of it.
It's perfect.
Johnny wrapped his arms around my waist, pulling me back against his hard chest. I laid my head against his shoulder, moaning slightly as his lips find my neck. I missed him, his lips, his hands, his love. I don't know how I was capable of being away from him for so long. I slowly turned in his arms, wrapping my own around his neck.
Do you have any idea how much I missed you?
I whispered into his ear, smiling at how he shivered, glad I saw the same effect on him.
Babe, I missed you even more. All those nights sleeping alone, not having you in my arms was the worst.
He kissed me just beneath my ear.
I'm not going to lie to you, Ellie. I had a couple of one-night stands. In the end, they were nothing. No one ever came close to giving me the love and affection you do. Ellie, I spent hours just sitting in my room staring at your picture. Every day I was away from you had me dying inside, little by little. I never want to feel that again.
Johnny surprised me with his confession. He may be loving and respectful, but he was anything but openly and talkative. I had to latterly pry stuff out of him, yet here he was talking.
Johnny, as it is in my hands, I will never let you leave again. It was hard being away from you.
I leaned up, kissing him deeply. Johnny pulled me closer to him as we walked backwards. I let out a gasp when my back hit the wall. Hard. He took that chance to slip his tongue into my mouth. I moaned slightly, running my hands through his hair. His hand slid to the hem of my skirt, tugging it up, pulling back. I allowed him to pull it off me. Instead of kissing me again, he dove right into my neck, nibbling and licking on my sweet spot. Oh. Biting my lip, holding back any noise, I pushed past his shirt, running my hands over his abs and chest, smirking at the quiet growl he gave. Pushing away, he striped his shirt off and giving me a full view of his upper body. Damn. Leaning back in, he gently took my lips in his, giving me a passionate kiss filled with nothing but love and lust. His hand slid down to cup my ass, lifting me up and making me wrap my legs around his waist.
The full Letty.
I gasped at how hard he was. Johnny always had that reaction with me. I pulled away, biting his lower lip as my hands went to his jeans. Surprisingly, I was able to unbuckle his pants on the first try. Slowly, I slid my hands into his pants, past his boxers, and wrapped my hand around him.
Oh, God.
Johnny laid his head on my shoulder, trying to keep his breath under control.
Damn, I missed this.
I stroked him firmly. Oh, God damn it, Johnny, what are you doing to me? I stroked him firmly, smearing the pre-cum that slipped out.
Babe, you need to stop.
Smirking, I let go, licking my fingers, moaning at the salty taste. I pulled him onto a deep kiss as he walked to the table, pushing me down until my back hit the cold wood table. He pulled my legs, urging me to let go. Once I did, he pulled away from him, leaving open kisses on his way down. I stiffed when he stopped between my legs. It's been 2 years since I have been with a man.
What's wrong?
Johnny was now hovering over me, having felt my nervousness.
I'm fine, Johnny. It's just, I haven't been with anyone since our last time.
I whispered. Johnny's eyes widened as he stared down at me.
No one?
I rolled my eyes, giving him a quick kiss.
I loved you, and I still love you now. The thought of being with another man, let alone sleeping with one, was a betrayal to you. It felt as if I was cheating on you.
Johnny sighed, hiding his face in the crock of my neck.
I'm sorry for not doing the same.
I grabbed his face, kissing him all over the face.
I don't care what you did those 2 years we were apart. You are here, and you are mine once more. Just promise me that you will never, never hurt me.
Johnny slid his hand down my stomach and into my pants, slipping a finger into me.
Oh, God! Never. I loved you too much to harm you.
He took my mouth as his finger slipped in and out. I was already soaked.
Still as responsive as ever.
He was quick to insert two more, hitting me in all the right places.
Shit, Johnny!
I was squirming underneath him. I felt the familiar yet unfamiliar heat pooling into the pit of my stomach.
Don't stop! Please don't stop!
My fingers gripped his biceps as the heat got hotter and hotter. I noticed Johnny gritting his teeth at the painful hold I had on his arms. I tried to move my hands, but the intensity of my orgasm hit me with full force.
God!
Johnny smirked, pulling his fingers out. He licked them clean, turning me on even more.
I miss seeing you become undone beneath me.
I blushed, hiding my face in his chest.
Shut up!
I groaned, pushing his back up so I could stand as well. Grabbing his hand, I pulled him behind me, leading him into the bedroom. Johnny shut the door with his feet before I pulled him in front of me onto the bed. Straddling him, I kissed him deeply before pulling back down to his neck, throat, chest, stomach, down to the V that always makes me drool. Unbuckling his pants, I pulled him down.
Unbuckled the pants.
Maybe it's for two pants. Two pants,
he
two belts.
Two pants and two belts on. So she unbuckles twice. Okay.
I pulled him down as he lifted his hips, making it easier. His boxers followed, letting his major rock hard member. Not to brag or anything, but Johnny was sporting a 9-foot cock. Before he managed to get any more of his clothes off, I leaned forward, wrapping my mouth around his cock. All I could think about was how much I wanted him in me. I held the base of his shaft, licking him all over.
Oh, fuck.
Johnny groaned, gripping my head in position. Once half of his shaft was soaking wet with my saliva, I took him all in, gagging on the tip at the back of my throat. I sucked as hard as I could, in and out of my mouth, until I sensed he was close. The moment I pulled him out, he grabbed me by the shoulders, pushing me onto the bed. He hovered over me. He ripped my bra off, followed by my pants and undies. Wrapping my legs around him once more, I moaned when his fingers found my wet core once more.
Shit, I love how responsive you are to me.
Johnny leaned down, his hands pinning down my hips as he went down on me. I yelled out the moment he swiped his tongue hit my core. I felt his tongue move in, out, up, and down, causing me to gasp and moan. My hands were buried into his midnight hair, pulling ever so often. Every time I would go rigid and start to whimper, indicating I was close to coming, he would stop. I groaned in frustration. He knew I was close and wouldn't give me that last push. Instead, he pushed his way up my body, not letting our bodies touch at any point, but holding himself inches from me. I could feel the heat coming off his skin, taste the sweat on him. Without any warning, he pushed himself into me, making us both groan in satisfaction. He pounded into me with so much force and speed I was motionless beneath him. I tilted my pelvis to take the rest of him inside me, but it didn't take long for the sensation to take over. With my muscles contracting around his cock, he had to stop moving so he wouldn't come along with me. I moaned out loud as the force of my orgasm hit me, making me come undone beneath him once more.
Lay on your stomach.
He gasped, pulling out of me. I winced at the empty feeling I got, but did as he said. My body was still numb from the orgasm. Gently, he pushed himself into me once more. He knew exactly where to hit me, and especially when I am so sensitive. I could barely breathe. With every gasp of air I took in, I was followed with an intense moan of pleasure. The louder I moaned, the harder he would thrust into me, so pretty soon I was moaning uncontrollably. Johnny laid over my back, kissing my shoulder as he continued to thrust into me, moaning my name over and over until he found his release still inside me. We stayed still for a while, catching our breath. I was numb, but it was a pleasurably numbness. Turning my head to the side, I gave him a quick kiss. Johnny pulled out of me, making me gasp softly. Listening, I heard his head into the bathroom. Walking back out, I jumped at the coldness that hit my legs.
Sorry, it's a wet towel.
Johnny whispered.
Sorry, wait, do you want me to whisper it or no?
No, I think the line as read. I think we nailed it on the first take.
Okay, that works. Fine, we'll keep that one.
I sighed happily as he cleaned me up. Once he was finished, he jumped into bed, pulling us under the covers. I laid my head on his chest as he ran his fingers through my damp hair. For once in 2 years, I was happy, truly happy. Glancing up, I chuckled, seeing Johnny had fallen asleep. Closing my eyes, I soon followed, neither of us aware of the blue and yellow car parked outside, with an angry Mia sitting in the passenger seat. End of chapter 3.
If that chapter sounded a little weird, it was fully intentional. Just saying, I would recommend if you do like You Are My Lifespan to read along with us. You know, I think that might give you the full experience. Any little nuances you hear are probably in the text, and that's why, you know,
it's as the author intended.
It's as the author intended. We take no poetic license with it. We just deliver as is. And it's sometimes very difficult to read in this.
Very special shout out to Rachel for her dynamic performance as Leon.
Yeah, I mean, she was probably the best Leon we've had so far.
What will happen in chapter 4? Who's driving the car that Mia's a passenger in? We'll all find out in 22 weeks or something.
Maybe. Whew. Do you think this was a heavy one? Do you think that?
Also, I do want to let people know it's 11 o'clock in the morning. Like, this is smut early.
It's early. Because between the last chapter, where they're just clamming mouths, and this was, like, rock-hard member, do you think she did some, like, research? The first one seemed, like, a little fumbly. Like,
well, I don't think she understands what a blowjob is.
No, you just vacuum as hard as possible.
Until he comes close, and then he goes inside you to find your wet core.
I guess with this 9-foot cock. I think there was definitely she did some research between chapter 2 and chapter 3, which might have involved fucking a rando.
Maybe.
We don't know. Or just reading a lot of, like, porn novels or something to, like, get the, like, lingo down to really have it.
Mm-hmm.
I think she definitely explored like some other, you know, erotic fan fictions to, you know, to just get some better ideas. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there's like these weird parts. Suck as hard as you can on the blowjob, but then I'm gonna toss a wet towel on you at the end, and it's like, do you really know what's happening or not? Like, I can't tell. Like, how well versed, how much of this is experience versus like reading someone else do it, you know?
Well, I can tell you that she did not read Sharpay 2 because that had so little smut. This is to a whole other level.
This is intense.
This is what we wanted that to be. This is.
I agree. That's what
I'm
saying.
This is special. This is something special.
Also, this girl is like, I think at the time of writing, we looked it up. She had mentioned, she had referenced many different ages. Like, she had like claimed she was a different age a bunch
clammed?
Of times. Yeah, she claimed she was a bunch of different mm-hmm. ages. I'm taking a wild guess she's around, like, 14 in this chapter. Like, the author is 14 writing this chapter.
Oh, boy. Oh, I feel real weird now.
I mean, hey, we're just I mean, like, we don't talk to the author or anything weird, so I'm just saying we're just reading her document. You can be sexually liberated at 14. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that either, as long as it's with other 14-year-olds and not Johnny Tran.
And consent is there.
And consent is there, yeah.
We'll be back next week for the Lap 5 kickoff with the Fast and the Furious. Way less smut in that episode, I'm presuming,
way
unless
less.
Kara brings the heat. I don't know. But we'll be back in about 22 weeks or something with You Are My Lifespan Chapter 4. So email family at cageclub.me. Let us know what you think. Do all those normal things. TooFastTooForever.com for our Patreon at TooFastTooForever on Twitter and Instagram.
Did you really make it this far, anyone? Just calling out to
people like, I mean, there's not many people who like this, but people like this.
I like it. It cracks me up, so.
I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe Too.
And we'll see you next time for a way less smut-filled episode right here on Too Fast, Too Forever. There's no time in this lifespan.